Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Negotiations on Iran's nuclear program at a critical point today as officials report progress on two key areas in dispute: pace of sanctions relief and the inspection of Iran's nuclear and military facilities. Negotiators are up against a self-imposed July the 7th deadline. Polling stations open in Greece, where citizens voting in today's referendum for more economic austerity to get crucial European bailout funds or reject EU demands and risk being thrown out of the eurozone. Stathis Kalivas is a political scientist at Yale University.
If we go to a situation in which there is no agreement, the Greek banks are going to collapse. Greece is going to run out of cash next week. And so it's widely anticipated that we may have disturbances and riots, very much like during the Argentinian default in 2001.
Europeans accused Athens of refusing to make any more economic reforms, while Greeks say they have sacrificed enough. Athens shopkeeper Marilena.
The last 4 years, 4 or 5 years, are very, very difficult for most of the people. We have learned to live with less money, but we have needs. We adjust, of course, but we cannot go any further.
Greece defaulted on a $1.8 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund last week. European finance ministers refused to extend the economic bailout. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has called on the Muslim community to condemn the violent activities of Boko Haram. Call came after a surge of deadly bombings in Nigeria's Borno state at the beginning of the month of Ramadan. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants have released a video showing 25 men being executed by what appears to be young teenagers in an ancient amphitheater in the Syrian city of Palmyra. Militants have reportedly carried out more than 200 executions in and around Palmyra since it captured the city in May. Also Saturday, Syrian troops backed by Lebanese Hezbollah militia fighters began a major offensive to retake a rebel-held mountain resort, while opposition figures and fighters, that is, retaliated by shelling the capital, Damascus. UNESCO's World Heritage Committee meeting in Germany said Saturday it had designated 7 cultural sites for addition to the World Heritage List. 2 of the sites are in Iran, 1 each in China, Singapore, Republic of Korea, Mongolia, and France. Palmyra, which I mentioned in the previous story, is under Islamic State control and has been a World Heritage Site for many years. On Friday, UNESCO's chief condemned the militants' treatment of the Muslim antiquities in Palmyra. Across the United States on Saturday, Americans celebrated the 239th anniversary of the country's independence from Britain.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
In communities across the country, bands played American tunes, very much like this one, against a backdrop of firework displays. And security at public events also very tight on Saturday following warnings about potential terrorist threats aimed to the July 4th holiday. President Obama wished all Americans a happy 4th of July in his weekly address.
We honor everyone who continually strives to make this country a better, stronger, more inclusive, more hopeful place. And we, the people, pledge to make their task our own, to secure the promise of our founding words for our own children and our children's children.
On July the 4th, 1776, representatives of the 13 American colonies officially adopted the Declaration of Independence, announcing the severing of ties with Britain. War for independence had already begun the previous year and would last until the Treaty of Paris in 1783, formally recognizing the sovereignty of the United States of America. And Benedict VI, America's Pope, on Saturday received honorary doctorates from the Pontifical John Paul II University in Krakow for his respective sacred music.
That's the latest world news from VOA.